Let's talk about Holland, all about Holland, what's happening in this good area. We'll be talking about film in Holland after the news break. But for now, our consistent guest, Laura Freestone, with the list and with what's happening, special guest as well. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council. Take it away. What's happening?
Well, I have a lot of things going on at the Arts Council, and one of them is our annual fundraiser, Frozen, which is an ice bar that's being held behind in the beer garden, if you can believe it, this Thursday at New Holland Brewing. So that's kind of exciting, and because of that, we have, today is our guest, Louis Padnos, who is going to be performing at the fundraiser, and he and his band Mojo will be performing with us, which you'll be, I'm very excited about. Louis is born and raised in Holland, Michigan, took a little bit of a hiatus out in New York City to become a finance, work in finance, and then I think he came to his senses and started a career in music and came, he's had a really great journey. So welcome, Louis. I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and what I want to do a little bit is just talk about your background a little bit and find out what was the impetus that made you make that leap of faith, and what caused you to go to the creative side?
Well, music has always been something that's been a part of me and been important for me. And as I was growing up, it was always the second, third, or fourth thing down the list. Of course, academics were first. I was an athlete primarily. As I got older, I focused on sailing, which brought me to a full-time, dual-season varsity sports program in college, and left very little time for music except on the aft end of whatever activity I was pursuing at the time. And when I moved to New York, it finally seemed like a very exciting opportunity to go for it, to finally live out that dream. And of course, anyone who's ever been in the financial world will get a giggle out of this. That ended very quickly, working 80 to 100-hour weeks. Music just fell by the wayside. And I'd always wanted to do music again, and there had always been this divide between the academic, professional side and the chasing the dream music side. And living in Manhattan and spending so much time performing an interesting, albeit difficult and soul-sucking task, enough time brought those two into conflict in a strong enough way that I finally had to choose one. And I was 24 years old at the time, and I said, I'm not sure I'll ever have the chance to chase this dream again. And this is the time, and so...
And you were certainly in the place, too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very inspiring to be in New York City. Right. I find it mentally electrifying.
Right.
And so, much to the chagrin of my parents, I left my job in the financial industry to play music professionally. And the past 18 months have been quite a wild journey as music is concerned.
Well, what is the style of music that you play? What you did form a band with two other Black River graduates. So
yep.
you left Black River. That's where you went to school. And so what is the kind of music that you guys have decided to play?
That's always a difficult question for us to answer. But I'm very glad you asked it. I would say rock, funk, blues, like you've never heard that answer before. So that's not very helpful. But it's all original. I write everything I've been writing since the first iteration of Mojo, which was back at Milton Academy. After I left Black River, I finished high school out east, and that was where the first Mojo started. And so we have a huge amount of material and an incredible diversity of material that we can play that harkens all the way back to the beginnings of rock and roll, sort of your Chuck Berry era, and then your early Stones and Beatles, all the way up through things that you might hear on the radio today. I think you can learn a little bit from everyone, regardless. So.
And you've played at the Park Theater a few times, so
yep.
Holland has heard your music.
Holland has been very kind to us. We've only performed twice here, very informally, in fact. This Mojo setup is very new, and so we've just been getting on our feet, and we've been very, very happy with the results so far, and we're really looking forward to expanding throughout Holland and the surrounding area in the short term, and then obviously in the medium and long term to
Well, we're excited to have. Yeah, we're excited to hear you. Now, in the long, arduous journey that your music has taken you on so far, it's I'm being facetious.
And
it's
he's still young.
No, he's
There was a hiccup, wasn't there? There was a little bit of a blip.
There were several, but I would say the major hiccup that I think you're referring to is this unfortunate but very character-building injury that I sustained in New York. When I left my job in finance, I picked up a job on the side to keep a roof over my head, and I was playing about 8 to 10 hours a day. So that combined with the job, I wasn't sleeping a whole lot. And anyone who's not an overly excited 24-year-old could tell you that playing 10 hours a day would be bad for you, regardless of what it is. And so I started to experience a little pain. And as a varsity athlete, just played through it. I ignored it, and I left my job for music, and I said, there's no way that I'm going to put this down. And so I actually played until I couldn't wrap my left hand around the fretboard. And so I said, not a problem. If Jimi Hendrix can do it, I can do it. So I flipped the guitar over and tried to play the other way. Not soon after that, I couldn't hold the pick in my left hand. And that's when I knew that maybe I had some problems. And by that time, it was actually too late. This injury, as the muscle chains compensated, had run all the way up into my neck and through my hips into the lumbar spine with all the asymmetrical activity, and ended up in my spinal cord. And I couldn't walk for about 3 months.
So you came back to Holland.
I had to come home to Holland. I spent 3 months not walking, 6 months in physical therapy. And that was 14 months ago, and I am still in major recovery. I'm not even allowed to look sideways at a gym, according to the doctors, which is very difficult. But
so with this injury and with this recovery period, you weren't idle, obviously, because you're a composer as well.
I was able to write, and being able to write without the use of the guitar or even the piano, my hands were bad enough that I couldn't even play the piano, was difficult. But again, as I said at the beginning, it was character building, and it led me to produce a lot of new material that I am very happy with, and that we've begun to bring to life as the three of us. This new Mojo has come together, and that that's one of the finest feelings I can have, being able to bring that music into reality that was just basically a pipe dream 10 months ago when I could barely move.
So tell us about the band itself. Who are the players, and what do they play?
The band's foundation is really Andy Wicks, who is one of the most spectacularly talented drummers I have ever had the pleasure of listening to, let alone playing with. Andy also went to Black River. He's a couple years older than I am, and so we cross paths, and we've been running musical circles around each other for ages and ages, and now that we're both in Holland, we thought it was time to give it a try, and there was immediate chemistry, musical chemistry, and chemistry as friends, and we said, let's run with this. And we reached out to Joe, who was also in Andy's class at Black River. And Joe is a great singer. When you think of a singer, you wouldn't think of me. I think Ben Harper.
But you sing, right?
I do sing, but I think I think Ben Harper said, I have the voice for what I do. I don't have the voice. So I guess you could say the same of Mick Jagger. He always had wonderful vocalists backing him up, but he is distinctly Mick Jagger. So I don't have the voice, I just have my voice. And Joe has the voice. He is a magnificent singer. He's a very talented guitar player and keyboard player. And we actually asked him to play bass for us. So Joe has a huge amount of versatility and talent as well. And again, is extremely low key. After leading many bands over the years, and many of them with far more instrumentation than just the three of us, having those three distinct personalities in such close proximity so frequently that's very difficult to manage, and to have people who fit together on a personal level, let alone a musical level, is, that's a major hurdle all by itself.
That's great, and it comes out in your music, so that's wonderful.
Thank you.
So tell us what your plans are now. You wanna hit West Michigan, let's say that, West Michigan by storm, and maybe conquer the world in just a few months, you know?
I think our timeline, our professional trajectory might dictate our timeline might be a little longer than that. But we're very excited to branch out in West Michigan immediately. We had to get some things down on record that represented what we were doing. We all had recordings of ourselves individually with our past projects, but not much together.
Yeah.
And so we now have some studio recordings and some live cuts and some bits and pieces that I did in Brooklyn at a studio a couple years ago. And with that, we formed a nice little demo of what we sound like, though very truncated compared to a concert. And so we're ready to bring that out and to solicit that to those who could provide us with gigs.
Well, and if you want to hear Mojo play, come to the Holland Area Arts Council Frozen Fundraiser. And
absolutely,
tickets are on sale on our website, hollandarts.org. And you can click right on the homepage where the Frozen Fundraiser information is. But please come, because it's going to be a fun night.
Yes.
And thank you very much, Lewis, for joining us at the fundraiser and for joining us today. I wish you all the best with your new career.
Thank you very much. Look forward
sure.
to seeing you on
Yay.
Thursday.
Yeah. How do we find out more about you? You have a place to hear some of your sample music?
We're a little bit of a mystery right now. You can go to our Facebook page. It is the Unofficial Mojo page. And there are some videos there. And we're actually working to launch our coming EP and our website and our merchandise all in conjunction with one another. And so instead of doing one at a time, we're going to do a big release likely at the end of February or mid-March. We'll play a concert at the same time, and all of that will come online at the same time.
But until then, this Thursday night would be a way to check it out. Thanks, Lewis Padno, lead singer, guitarist for Mojo. All right, Lorma, a few minutes for some Holland Area Council
and
more.
Well, I want to make sure that people know about the studio, which is our hands-on art and design space for the philosophy behind this art-making space at the Arts Council is parents and children, grandparents and children, adults and children create together. And there is a charge to come in. It's $5 a person, but it is for an entire day of creating and wonderful. It's a maker space for everybody. So we really want people to know about that. We've got three fabulous exhibits. The Contemporary Native Voices in our large gallery. It's an exhibition highlighting the works of Native American Great Lakes artists. It's a beautiful, beautiful exhibit. The Turner Project is in the Armstrong Gallery, and that is by way of Catherine Sullivan, and who's the art and psychology major student and collaborator with Hannah Jacobs. So Catherine Sullivan is a Hope instructor. So that's a wonderful exhibit. And then we have Delivery System, which was really a quirky little thing that we had. We had a challenge to artists to mail us art, and the package had to be the art. So that's all on display in our lobby, which is really fun. Then fun activities. We've of course got our fundraiser coming up, but Brown Bag Lunch Concert is on February 3rd from noon to 1, and it's a free concert of Hope College musicians at the Arts Council. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is we've got a wonderful slate of things happening at Hope College between all the galleries, the Dupree and the Kreisinger Museum and the Knickerbocker Theater and their great performance series. Of course, it's now the new term, and I really encourage people to go to hope.edu/arts and take advantage of some of the really great things that are going on. The City of Holland has, February 18th, is the Charisma Band, and it's a fundraiser for the developing of the new Civic Center, which we're really hoping that we can make happen. And City of Zealand has Platter Day's Chili Crawl on February 18th. The Holland Museum has a new slate of shows, for the future piece is that World War II and the Holland home front. That's a wonderful exhibit, and that's through September of this coming year. And the Civic Theater is doing Lion in Winter, which I'm really pleased to see. And that is January 26th through the 28th. That's this week and next week. So really make a point of going to that. And then if you're feeling thespian at all, the auditions for Moon Over Buffalo start January 30th. So if you feel the need to trip the light, whatever. Go to Civic Theater. It's hollandcivictheater.org and find out more. And, of course, the Park Theater has this huge list, but it's Legends Month. So if you want to go see, quote, Journey, unquote, and Prince, unquote, and, quote, Rolling Stones, unquote, January 28th through February 11th, all of these acts will be at performing at the Park Theater. So that's kind of a fun thing. So that's it for that's the quick list of what's going on in Holland.
We have much to do, a stone's throw away from downtown Grand Rapids, and we all are part of this West Michigan family. So thank you very much. Lormo Williams Freestone, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council, finding you at hollandarts.org.
Yes.
And Louis Pandos, thanks again for your good work.
And we are only 30 minutes down the road from Grand Rapids.
Hop and a skip.
It is.
You get through one newscast and some of the morning show. Take care, guys.
Okay, thanks, Joe.